Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Father, we honor you this morning. Thank you for your presence already with us. Thank you so much, dear Lord, for your precious word. We pray, dear Lord, that your word will come unto your people with great assurance. May your truths and may your Holy Spirit fill our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to continue looking at the subject of having an organized life. There are six foundational teachings of Jesus Christ that are recorded in Hebrews chapter 6. Now, behind these six teachings of Jesus are six principles. And they make a total of 12, which is the number of the kingdom. Now, apart from these foundational teachings and their underlining principles, there are 12 kingdom structures or framework that you must build in order to receive kingdom glory and beautification. So get the picture, you have a foundation and then you have got some structures that you must build. So we are only sharing one of the 12 kingdom structures that we call the structure of an organized life. An organized life, which is after the kingdom order, it stems from God's kingdom purpose of dominion that he has got for you on this earth. Out of the kingdom purpose of dominion or kingdom, you derive a kingdom vision. So, last week, we spoke about some seven characteristics of kingdom vision. Now, out of the kingdom vision that God has for your life, you must develop a mission. And you must have a strategy. And then you must have a plan. All these things, kingdom vision, a mission, a strategy, and a plan, they are all in the long term.
Now,
after a plan, you must have objectives which are in the medium term. And then, last of all, you must have goals and targets which are short term.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how Jesus' life was structured. Jesus was a vision-driven person.
That is why Jesus said, seek the kingdom and his righteousness. He's talking about the right way for you to bring about his kingdom vision for you. Because when you seek it and you go about it the right way, because you see, God can tell you that I want you to get here and minister to these people and build this factory and maybe teach this thing and all that. But how you do it, the strategy may not be righteous. It may not be a kingdom strategy. Merci. It may be you yourself conniving, even lying. Merci. I know people, for to bring vision, God's vision for them, they lie. They lie in the embassy. They lie for job. They lie for things. The reason why they fell for all these things is because they did not make up their mind. They did not purpose in their hearts that this one, I will follow on the right course. That's my strategy. I will not cut corners. I will not underpay people. I will not refuse to pay my tithe. I am going to follow righteousness. That's my strategy to bring about God's vision for me. Make up your mind now before you go out. Otherwise, you'll be in trouble because of the vicissitudes of life that can come and that people get shocked. Hey, man of God, let me pay. But there you are. You had not made up your mind before the temptation came.
And no bro, fuedo. And brofuedu. Yawa jine ne ansana wefi ha. Se wonyami esentra wa dia maunu. Ubenya ekwanya ube fasu ananti mwako sise ube duho. Onyami betumia katra o mibate ube kwan krang. Ako kenya miasem. Ekwani yemienu sa ube fe wye mushen, sa ube fe formu die. Eno yan shise ya woye. Wan she ye na wenyan shise ya pa. Ubeka cho nyame sa wona osu me kwa krante kwa na fast ubeko station ra ka ra me pesa me kwa kran nyame anim ni obi twa me station disk abema ntima me ntina ka anu uduka so anu asu nya dun kran eno afa ne shortcut na mom say ade a wowo onyankopon sese ye papa dia ufu ka we twa wo lare fe o san se ufa wo nyame kwan so o se hwehwe na hinie ne tren ne kan wan ka se a hinie ne da hokofa o se hwehwe. And it is for quiet over for so she shall quack do say, Yano, our no yammy de Bama, and a tree near quino so. So for see your one Jane, our damaha and son, our peers and say, Versacity of life, Abrabomu, Versacity, Abrabonuma, Pria Preno. Why your one Jane, our ha? Ube Piena Versacity, Dinaho, had you de Bayon? Urebe Fidia way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 4 verse 8, again the devil took him on an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to Jesus, all these things, please underline all these things. These are the things that Jesus spoke about in Matthew chapter 6. But before then, the devil attempted him with all these things, glory, beautification, I mean, looking glamorous, looking accomplished quickly.
Now, when you are not born, some of the children who say, Now, when you are born, and when you are born in time, see how many in time, not open some of the children.
Says all these things I will give you.
See, when you know, Madame Yesu,
if you will fall down and worship me, then Jesus said to him,
and Yesu Catran is
away with you, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. And the devil left him. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ, I want you to know, came so that you will get the physical kingdoms of this world and the physical glory of them. The devil looked into Jesus' eyes and he could see that that was his aim. Some of us, we have a certain understanding and see where the spiritual is for us and the physical is for
No, it's not the case. It's not the case at all.
Yenu bi wo ho a yeti sunsumu nyo ma ne dia ebinum dia na mom nya ye de yeni hui ena ye ye dia ntisa.
That was the mistake of the first Adam in the garden. He clothed himself with so much glory, he couldn't see that he was naked, and that was good. But it did not mean that the devil could come into the garden and then take the carbuncle and the gold and the sapphire and those things, and the Bible says that he covered himself with them. So whereas we were looking at the spiritual glory, we allowed the devil to take the physical glory of the earth. And the devil said, all these things I will give you if you worship me.
Sure.
And Jesus said, no. I know you know that I am aiming. My aim is not to get people born again alone. My aim at the end of the day is for me to kingdomize this earth. It's for the earth to reflect heaven. It is for creation to receive the liberty that God gives to the children of God. Joy. Creation is groaning and travailing and waiting. We should not make the mistake of the first Adam, because Jesus Christ came to correct issues for us.
Na Adam ni Eve wo ho no. Sunsumu adwade ne pe na no am anida so atare na sunsumu en nyam na nyam de ama om no. And Obron Samba, Obafo, good, Sikako, and Noma Power Honey Nano, the Jurano. And not the other men if they're not so sumo, the Anquan, no motion, no when I'm with Diano and Amedia Mano, the Aha, and your Modia. Now, so hallelujah, Christobai. Christobai, so what is our Hinian Abbeum? Send your two was thrown, a better was our see so. Now, Cobana said, we've been so sumo near. Now, when I'm with you, what's our Buanu de Wina? Now, the Ocasa Christo, sum ye here, dear Tofiaqua, it's not your portion. And yes, sikadie wanu mo sese obedi ye e wo sunsun mu ene hunamu san wo nyame ahyehye o se se de to wo soro no e beti wo asase su. Amen.
Hallelujah. So when he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of it and said, come and worship me, Jesus Christ overcame the devil because he had made up his mind. I'm not going to compromise to get the kingdoms of this world. I am going to go the kingdom way. I am going to go the way of the cross. The appendices can come, but I am going that way. Hallelujah. That is why I'm telling you that similarly, make up your mind before the temptations arise. Because when they display the money, and they display the opportunities, and then they display those things before you, and the devil says that if only you are going to compromise your Christianity, if only you are going to compromise the word of the Lord, if only you are going to compromise what God has said in his word, you know he has said it, but look, when you compromise, you will get the money, you will get the connection, you will get this and that, and you have not made up your mind that I'm going to follow the kingdom system of God and the right way of God. You are going to succumb and not overcome the devil.
Na sa wanya wa dupi. Sa wobe nam onya kupwa hini kwa no so ne trine kwa no so. Enya nya wase winya. Enya no brosam na owe no babe guwenim. Seska na opa dollars si pounds si gana si di sefa ne guo. Ne akacho o wude mayama wena wude chama ya na fast. Na sa wanya wa dupi di abaka se aha. Metina na man na tritini yama kwa simpempe so wanya miyase sama meno. Enu ti niye wa wiasine emu wa dienu ni vese siti no. Enu ti mawa nimri ya wa junipi. Sa me na mtrene kwa niso ama upie. Na obron sam di fonia kesia kesia ni trewa. Ema wanda ni wa ninemu. Wadi wa jumbe sini awo ya niso.
The Bible says Daniel 1:8. Write it down. Daniel
purpose
in his heart.
That
I'm not going to compromise and eat this food offered to idols. He made up his mind. Before they brought the food, and he saw how sumptuous it was. He had already made up his mind. It's not because believers are not strong, but because they have not made up their mind. In other words, they have not said that this is how I am going to be glorified in this life. No compromising of my tithe. No compromising of the word of God. I am going to go this way. Make up your mind, ladies and gentlemen. Because there was a man called Abraham. I'll tell you his story.
Abraham
was the father of faith.
Abraham,
but he was compelled to use his own way to achieve a vision of God that he had given to him.
So he said
that he was going into Higa.
And we are
in trouble up to today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let us learn from our Father. And don't compromise to achieve God's vision for
Merci.
You.
Na men ye no me bia I say wan kasa wo ye nyame adwuma na manentem men yesa.
Let's go on.
Wo ma yento aso.
Let's go on.
Ma yento aso.
But you see Jesus had a general strategy.
Na Yesu no won sise bia na eda ho.
His strategy was to appoint 12 apostles.
Na na nen sise no egina esuanfo du mienu no so.
His vision is the kingdomization of the year. It is still his vision. But his general strategy was to appoint 12 apostles.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to taste the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Dying on the cross was not his vision, it was his strategy. Resurrection is part of his strategy. Putting the kingdom message into the 12 apostles for 40 consecutive days after his resurrection was part of his strategy.
So
Jesus didn't just wake up and start to do things on this
earth.
He was driven by a strategy. His medium term and long term strategy was to work miracles. It was to cast out devils, to heal the sick, and to teach the kingdom of God. They were all strategies. How? He was going to fulfill his vision of kingdomization. Now let's move on. Let's talk about plan. Planning is of great essence to organizing your life around God's kingdom purpose of dominion.
The
vision focuses on what? Mission focuses on why? Strategy focuses on how. Planning concentrates on when. When has to do with time. Some people say that time is money. In the kingdom system, time is life. Can we all say time is life? Let's say it again.
Time is life.
Time is you. If you waste time, you are wasting yourself. If you use time well, you are building your life. If the devil steals your time, he has stolen a part of your life. Because your whole life is time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In other words, ladies and gentlemen, if you should have a plan in your life, then you should be able to answer time limits. You should be able to add time to your life. You must have time deadlines. I want to do this by this time. This thing should be achieved by this time. You must have time. Otherwise, if there is no time component,
to what you call a plan, you do not have a plan.
There
is no plan if there are no timelines. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus was a very time-conscious person. If you read the Bible, sometimes when he has to do something, he will tell, for example, John chapter 2, he will tell the mother that my time has not come. Do you think he just flows? Oh, the need is there. Hey, the people are going to be disgraced and all that. So you must rise up and to answer the agent. No, he has great respect for time. There was another time in John chapter 7, his own brothers came to him and said that now it's a big feast. Yeah. If you are preaching the kingdom message, go out there and preach to everybody. Yeah. There is nobody who says that he is of God and then he is hiding. Mm-hmm. But they didn't know how the kingdom comes. That it is like yeast that is planted in dough and it operates subliminally until the whole thing is living. And we are not aware. How did it happen? How did it grow? How did it happen?
Na Yesu no de mre na ye na de. E me bi ni ma me kwaka chance me ba Yesu kwa yen sentre ne ma me. E no se o ma me mmre nson ye. Yesu o de mre na ye na de. E na ni nuanu ba e. Bra Yesu. O na wo ye wo kan hinie no asem hwe. Afa hye bi aba, ogwa ya fa shaba. E ma yen kona ka yoyoyoyo no ma na ye hu se wo wo ho. Na no mo nim se wo nyame se o ye na de wa hinie no ma. E te se ne wakoto asomu a wodi so nsuo mu anom. Kitua bi na wudi besom no wani baba ho so na amanyom asesa sana hinie ne tie enya gidigidigidigidi eya bokko nyame ofasee ubehu anu ato kwakwa na wayi nani no jina ho.
Luke chapter 16
look as impartible
verse 8 to 9
chichemu ngotwe ne nkron.
I wait for you to get there
pese wudu ho
because Jesus says something that is difficult to understand. So let's all get to Luke chapter 16. Verse 8 to 9. So the master commended the unjust steward. Not because of his injustice, but because he had dealt wisely. For the sons of this world are more shrewd or wise in their generation than the sons of light. That looks like an indictment on us. It's like sheep who are not wise and goats who are wise. Jesus says that the sons of this world, unbelievers, are more wise in their generation than the sons of light.
Now, yes, you see, one more we are seeing, one more kind.
And I say to you, verse 9 now, make friends for yourselves by unrighteous
mammon.
Look at the reason that when you fail, or when you die, they may receive you into everlasting home. Wow. Jesus was commending this unjust steward for having a strategic plan for the rest of his life. Because he was a bad man. He had squandered some things, chopped money. And the master was going to sack him. So he thought about his future. And he strategized how he was going to be received in future.
No, try
to gain face with people. Reduce the depths of the master. After all, you say I'm unjust. I'll show you that I'm unjust.
No, say degree.
And Jesus commended him. Not because he did the wrong thing, but just because he had a plan for his future. So he said, and I said to you, I said to the sons of light, don't just be righteous, but be a wise believer. Because there are many believers who are righteous who will not sin.
They are
like the 5-10 virgins. Do you know who a virgin is? A person has not compromised himself. But the problem with the 5 foolish virgins in Jesus' parable of the virgins, they were foolish. They were the sons of light who were foolish. The reason is that they did not have a long-term plan. They only took oil for the short run. They did not anticipate a prolonging of the coming of the vision of the bridegroom. So when the bridegroom delayed his coming, all of them, they slept. But when the cry came, awake, the bridegroom is coming, they started to trim the alarm and they realized that they did not have a plan. So Jesus was telling the sons of light, have a strategic plan for your future. It is so long distance for your future in such a way that it even touches on your eternity and how you'll be received into heaven.
Because
in heaven, some people, they open the gate, small one. Small opening. Small one, they will go through heaven with some things. I mean, hardly, barely getting into it. The Bible says that if the righteous be scarcely saved, what will become of unbelievers? Peter is trying to tell us something. He is telling us in 2 Peter that so that a door will be opened for you abundantly. In other words, they will throw wide the gates of heaven. And it's going to be something. Because you have got a plan for your life on this earth that touches on your eternity. Yeah. By your everyday thing that you are doing, it is touching on how you are going to be in future. Even in heaven and on earth. Let's stay in our estate and not jump to usurp. Some people are waiting till they rule in heaven. When the devil wanted to rule in heaven, God cast him down. You want to go and become a ruler. When he says that your state is a rule on this earth, just like me, reflect my rulership.
Now, what say? Yeah, where ya? We are training in Papa Parade. Now, Mom, so when you say me a man who we are similar, they can't without that. Have a man no see about Papa, but when I will get to know.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we must develop plans that span at least 120 years, three generations, that touches on your grandchildren. You must plan it in organizing your life after the kingdom order.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say it is after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.